Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. I had the privilege last week of going to a book launch event with Dr. Rob Fazio and his new book, Bullyproof. I got a short interview with him about what made him write the book and what he wants to do as far as helping us all deal with bullying behavior, whether it's on the schoolyard or in the boardroom. I'll be honest, some of the things that Dr. Fazio is talking about in the book and also in this interview gave me pause. And I'm going to read the book and really give a much more substantive review of the concepts in it on my latest Friday episodes, which are going to be book reviews. I'm going to attempt to get you book reviews of books that I feel are helpful to getting you on that leading edge that you want to be on so that you are the leader in your field. And it's a challenge, bullying, certainly. I just don't know what I think about the way Dr. Fazio is looking at dealing with bullies and bullying behavior. I will know a lot more. But regardless, I want you to go ahead and listen to this episode and hear some of those concepts and see how you feel. And then in a few weeks' time, I'll be doing that review so that we can have a more substantive discussion together. And as always, I'm always interested in hearing what you think and where you are. And if you want to get in touch with me, I would love it if you'd book a discovery call. We can get to know each other a little bit, and I would be happy to see if there's a way that I can help you. So get to isoldet.com/discovery-call and see about getting some time with me one-on-one. In the meantime, here is the short and yet very powerful interview with Dr. Rob Fazio about his new book, Bullyproof.
Hey there, this is Isolde Trachtenberg with the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm here with Dr. Rob Fazio. He is the author of the new book, Bullyproof, and it's amazing. I'm very excited to read it. I'm going to do a review of it, but I wanted to get his thoughts, first off, on what his reasons were for writing the book and what he hopes to achieve by publishing it. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to do this short interview.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to.
So that is my big question. And of course, we start doing this while the clock starts chiming. But I'm wondering if you could say, what prompted you to write the book, especially now coming out of the pandemic?
I think that people are so fatigued at this point, and that when people are fatigued, there's more pressure and there's less focus on the things that are good in the world. And so a lot of people I saw were getting treated poorly, and I wanted to give them some tools and ways to fight back in a good way and to kind of even the playing field and have ways that they can communicate where they're taking their power back and not being bullied.
That's wonderful, and I appreciate you said that about communication. One of the things that I think about communication is listening skills are super important, and something you said in your introduction was that we need to build some empathy skills when it comes to dealing with people who might have bullying behavior. How do you communicate with someone and have that empathy when they're exhibiting this bullying behavior?
Yeah, so the first thing to do is you really need to depersonalize. And in the book, there's an acronym called DEALS. And the first thing, depersonalizing, is realizing that the bullying oftentimes has very little to do with you. And once you get past that, you're able to open up different lines of communication. And being empathetic towards the other person isn't just for them. It's not forgiving them or excusing behavior, but it's changing the pattern of communication. And then figuring out how to align with them and understand their ambitions. What you're trying to do is shift the ways that people typically talk to them, so there's openings for you to be able to get your point across and also be influential. A big mistake people make to do is trying to do something in the moment right away. Sometimes you need some time in between when you felt bullied and interacting with the other person.
Ah, so that time is sort of like a breath, if you will, but it could be a long time, too.
It could be, and also there are times where you should actually leave the situation if you're able to. Because of stress and because of the cost of it, there are times where you're not going to win, and if you know you're not going to win, you've got to leave.
Yeah, that distance can be really powerful, especially if someone feels powerful enough to be vulnerable enough to leave. I think that's wonderful. So let me ask you one last question. What does success look like for you, both in resolving a bullying situation and also with this book, Bullyproof?
When you're able to do and get what you want and help other people in the same time.
Thank you, Rob, so much for taking the time to do this mini interview. I am Zolda Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast, reminding you, as always, to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.
Alrighty. Until next time, this is Zolda Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. As I said, I'm going to do a more substantive review of the book so I can give you my thoughts about how to stop bullying behavior, especially in the corporate arena, because it's a problem and it's one we need to deal with. Dr. Rob Fazio's book is one way of doing it, and I'm excited to delve into the topic and give you my thoughts in a way that will be helpful to you as you pursue your career and your dreams and your goals. It's a challenging topic for many of us to delve into, and I think it's very worthwhile. So I'm excited that he wrote the book. I'm excited to delve deeper into it and review it. And I'll, as I said, we'll give you my thoughts. If you have thoughts about all of this, please get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. Until then, as always, be bold, creative, and kind.